Welcome back to Real Insight, Keen Insights for the Semi-Observant. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 107, The Walking Dead, Season 5, Episode 1, No Sanctuary. So, for this week's episode, I am covering the Season 5 premiere of The Walking Dead. Very heavy episode at that. A lot went on. They continued a couple of different storylines, but it was a very... intense episode would be a good, really good description of it. So I will forewarn it with, I'll try to avoid spoilers, but I may, if I accidentally say it or if I bring it in to help the show or this episode along, I'll include it. But overall, I really enjoyed it as an episode. I think if a memory serves, I remember someone, at least maybe the producers of the show, saying this particular episode would be a lot heavier than... prior episodes and seasons, so that definitely was the case. But without further ado, I will jump into this particular review. So the season 5 premiere of The Walking Dead aired in the United States on October 12, 2014. The season tagline is "Hunt or Be Hunted." A summary of this particular episode, though, is: after learning that Terminus was nothing but a trap, Rick and the group must do whatever it takes to escape. So that is sort of kind of what happened in this episode. I guess I'll start off with the episode with a spoiler of the episode, but Carol comes in to save the day. I'll try and leave it at that just because it was actually very well done. I'm not sure if she was doing it just for the end, kind of like the end episode reveal, but basically she saves the day or she creates the spark needed to allow Rick and the group to escape. So very well done episode. They presented it really well. I actually also liked Tyrese's storyline as well. I didn't really like his presentation or that his ending to the episode was, at least in this episode, but I actually thought his lead up to it was a lot better than how it ended, but overall it was actually pretty good. So I'll have a link to the IMDb profile as always for the season, and then the same for the Wikipedia page, so you can check out all of that information as well. So with that, I'll get into the insight for this particular episode. So opening up in this episode, we see the group in the we have a couple of feedback jump backs through time to see how the group, the Terminus side of the group, actually came together and what caused them to come together the way they did. But we jump into the Rick and the group basically preparing for an attack. Everyone has their part. We learn a little bit more of what the scientist knows about the cure in DC, so we get that a little bit later in the episode as well. But when the group is ready for their attack, so what happens in this case is that there's a smoke grenade that is thrown into the train, and their resistance pretty much fails because of this change in dynamic as far as the Terminus group having their own preventative measures just in case any prisoners do what Rick and the group are doing. So my actual insight is the Street Fighter stance only works when your opponent is actually visible in front of you. And I actually found that the fighting stances were actually pretty cool of Rick and the group. It was a good at-ready stance. They're ready for a direct onslaught, much like they generally have been because they have generally been on the offensive or even on the defensive, but they have been able to see their opponents in front of them. But in this case, they don't know where their opponents are. They just know that their opponents are outside and are calling out to them, so their stance had actually failed. But it would have been an interesting onslaught in case, in the event that they actually were able to see their opponents. But later on, I actually got a Zombieland moment where a couple of times Rick actually does the double, or probably only once, I forget if in the route of the escape, it might have been happening more than once, but at least one of the times I got a Zombieland moment where I figure everyone should do a double knife stab just to be sure that the zombie is dead. Granted, this only really makes more sense in the double tap for doing a double shot to a to the zombie just to make sure they're dead, but to make sure that the knife went all the way through, or to make sure that they got as much as possible, do a double knife stab. Later on, as Carol and Tyrese are making their way towards Terminus, they encounter a herd of zombies, and they're actually going in a single file line, which I found kind of interesting because they're generally more disparate and more in a herd style rather than single file. But walking single file, they seem more at peace just walking in a straight line, so I figure maybe they were former prisoners and just a force of habit, but when they're at peace, maybe just so happens they're able to somehow follow a straight line a lot more easily than if they're distracted or they hear noise and that's where they fall apart. So I don't know, it's kind of a weird scenario where they were walking single file like they were paying attention to the path that they were on, and somehow that, I don't know, to me, after 5 seasons, suddenly where we have single file zombies actually seemed a little odd, and I actually found it kind of funny. But to round it out, the best part about this, or the best used weapon I thought in this particular episode, were the fireworks, especially when Carol began her onslaught of Terminus, and basically how she was able to use it to be the catalyst for the Terminus escape just an escape catalyst. But I realized that if you just going through random fireworks names in my head, they actually make great names for zombie killing. So you have Piccolo Pete, you have Morning Glory, basically just use direct fireworks names, and it actually makes for epic zombie killing battles. And that's probably why the guy who had the fireworks to begin with used it. I don't know, he seemed like one of those guys who would be rather excited when using fireworks for zombie killing more than just a random setting off fireworks, or maybe as a warning system. But I don't know, that would be one of those things that in the case, something that I actually kind of wish they had done was take some of those fireworks. I think Carol might have had some, but I don't recall actually seeing her pick some up, and I didn't in the end of the episode before they scoured through the house, or the house at least where Tyrese was at, and so maybe the next episode we'll see that they picked up some of those supplies. But to summarize this particular episode, I realize that Catalyst Carol is wrong people, and this is a throwback to the end of season 4 where Rick tells a group that they're messing with the wrong people, and as Carol was the actual catalyst for allowing them to escape, what I would imagine Rick forgiving her, or at least thanking her for helping them escape, that she's actually part of the wrong people, because she's one of those people who realizes that they can live, and that they're out there just to kill zombies and survive and only kill other people as needed, not necessarily as food, something along those lines, I guess. So I give the episode a real score of 100% because it was actually one of the most violent episodes yet, that's not why I gave it 100%, but because it seemed like they actually were able to show how much more serious the episode is getting, how bad people can get, and how far they're willing to go to survive, and this is on both sides. I actually found the most, the two most violent scenes I thought in this episode were in the in the beginning part of the episode where they're starting to kill off some of their prisoners, and later on with the baby scene. I'll leave it at that as far as the violence, but also the positive part of the episode was the baby scene and what Tyrese was able to do in this case, and what he's able to do as a person, or at least a good person in the zombie apocalypse. I also like the teamwork during the escape, because they all have their respective strengths. They know their mission. They've actually become very efficient at killing zombies, so they essentially they escape. They wasted no time in attacking the zombies. They're looking for their escape route. They're looking for different ways to escape and how they need to get through this particular obstacle to free themselves. And of course, the last part was a reunion with Judith at the end of the episode. So that actually, I actually liked that part the best because it brought some happiness to the lives of the Rick group rather than always. Basically, the last few episodes were pretty down for the group. So this was a good positive side of things. So definitely an episode worth watching. I actually kind of want to see where they go with the season. It seems like it's going to be one of those seasons where it's a lot more progressive and a lot more intense than prior seasons, so we'll see exactly what happens and what becomes of the group, where they progress, where they go, what destinations they reach, what kind of people they meet, and all of that good stuff. But that is really all for this particular episode of Real Insight. So as far as upcoming episodes, there's going to be, we have The Maze Runner coming up, The Equalizer with Denzel Washington. I'm just about finished with the Ken Burns documentary for The Roosevelt, so that will be coming up as well. I know that Saw, or the initial Saw, is coming out in theaters for a limited time re-release, so if I get a chance to rewatch that, I might check that out and do a review on that. No guarantees. I'm not sure if I'll be out that week or if I have plans yet, but the current plan is to see it for the show, so I'll keep everyone posted on that. But that's really all there is for this particular episode, and this, or at least as far as information I have at the moment. So if you want to get in touch with me, share your insights, recommendations, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. You can get the Real Insight Year 1 and 2 ebooks at author.patelN01.com. The Android Realm Digest and This Working Droid ebooks are also available on my author page, so you can check those out as well. You can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. And of course, I want to thank our sponsor as always, or one of the sponsors that we have, Tweaked Audio. They have many great styles and many great colors of headphones, so you can get whatever suits their style or color device. They're noise reducing, so they sound great no matter where you're at. They have free shipping. And when you use a promo code GEEK, you'll get an extra 1/3 off your order. So you can visit geek-io.com/tweaked to use the promo code GEEK at checkout to get a 1/3 off your order. So we thank them for their support. We hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.